Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined by my good buddy John Peters. Hey, John, pull up a Saratoga Springs stool.
Yes, sir, I will. Thanks very much.
How you doing, my friend? You're down in Walt Disney World again, we see. We're all jealous of you.
Yeah, I'm over here at Saratoga Springs having a great time.
What do you say? You had your Christmas lights out?
Yeah. Actually, we only have a two-night stay, but I had to bring me a string or two of Christmas lights and put them out on the balcony. So I'm sitting out on the balcony and for two-night stay, I got to decorate. So.
Is there anybody else has their balcony decorated, or are you the only one?
You know what? We walked all the way back, and I think we actually ended up not too close to Disney Springs. We walked all the way back from Disney Springs, and I think we were the only one, so I feel pretty special.
You are special. That's very awesome. That's awesome, buddy. So you having a good time?
Yeah, just a great time. We got here earlier, checked in. Our room wasn't ready until this afternoon, but ran over to Epcot and saw a whole bunch of the holiday storytellers and had a really good time. So
let's start the day off over there. So, I mean, first, so you couldn't get your room, but you ended up getting your room. Where are you guys at in Saratoga Springs? What section you in?
We were trying for Congress Park, you know, so we'd have a good view of...
That's Dennis's favorite, I think.
Yeah. And my cousin actually used to work over here, and she used to hook us up all the time. We'd have a great view of Disney Springs, but she had moved on to... I think she's working at Fort Wilderness now. So she couldn't, get us a good room anymore. So we ended up in Paddock.
Okay.
Yeah, in the paddock, which isn't a bad room at all. It's a little bit of more of a walk over to Disney Springs, but not too bad.
So. See, that would be my favorite room. You know how it is, like me at Riverside, any resort. I want to be furthest away from the lobby. I want to enjoy the entire resort. And I think it makes you enjoy the resort. It makes you, roam around and you get to explore things that you wouldn't if you're right next to the main building.
Yeah, you're kind of right. You know, we had to walk all the way through quite a few of the buildings and get all the way back into the resort and see a lot of the nice landscaping and stuff. So
yeah, I know. I mean, some people think that's annoying, but to me, that's awesome. Like, I want to see every nook and cranny. I mean, when I'm waiting for Brenda, sometimes when I'm at any of the resorts, like if she's in the shower or something like that, I'll go roam around through the buildings. I'll roam around in areas that I know she's not going to want to walk or, I'm not going to make her do. But I'll sneak over if I see a landscape crew going somewhere. I think that's a work shack or something. I'll even go try to see what that is.
Absolutely.
I just love exploring every square inch of Disney World.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to check out all the nooks and crannies.
So you're drinking a Coors Light tonight. You're being very, how can I put this? You're exploring very well. You're being very explorative with your beer tonight, huh?
I'm fitting in with the podcast. How about that?
There you go. Now, well,
I see some fireworks going off. Let's see which direction. I'm looking off towards. That's gotta be on the other side of Hollywood or. Yeah, it's got to be Fantasmic, I would imagine, because it's on the other side of Disney Springs, right? So yeah. From here?
Yeah, well, Disney Springs, Hollywood Studios would be down off to your left. Like, be south. I think that would be southeast from where you are.
Yeah, I can't tell. I know it's a nice fireworks show wherever ones I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them through the maple trees.
Well, but, you know it's not Illuminations at this time.
No. Nice view, though. So.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. But I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. So where did you guys head off to? So you went over to see the Storytellers and roamed around the world at World Showcase at Epcot. And you posted a lot of nice pictures for us on Facebook, which I really appreciate.
No problem. I had a great time. We saw quite a few of them. We saw the new acoustic band in
United
England.
Kingdom.
Yeah, we saw those. Tried to post that video, and then we saw the kind of rockin' Canadian musician band. Gee, maybe they should have never got rid of Off Kilter. So, but it's kind of what they replaced the Lumberjacks with, at least for the holidays, is another rockin' band to kind of do the Christmas carols, and they did a great job. I thought they were awesome. So.
Oh, that's cool. At least, yeah, it's nice to have music back. I know everybody will be upset that Off Kilter ain't there, but anything's better. And nothing against Lumberjacks. I'm sure they're all wonderful guys, and I don't want to see anybody lose their job. You know what I'm saying? It just, I never thought it was going to work.
No, I don't think it fit in there correctly, and especially at this time of year. Just and they really did a great job on the Christmas carols. Just rocked them up a little bit, and they were fantastic. So.
Well, that's awesome. And the acoustical band, how were they?
They were very good. They did three songs, and you know, in the middle, they did a couple of Scottish tunes and one Irish tune, and in the middle one was a Scottish tune, and you can really the song they did, you can really tell where American country music gets its roots from. It was very very lonesome and very I don't know, it just sounded like a country tune, but it was a very old English song. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. So yeah, enjoyed that quite a bit. So
well, I heard they were really good. I enjoy anything like that acoustical. I think it's a good time. It's different. So, you know, what do they call it? Quick Step, I think it is?
Yeah. They were called Quick Step. And, like I said, they did three songs. And
Well, country is two steps, and they're doing the Quick Step, so.
There you go. The middle one was a little slow, and then the last one was a quick Irish jig. So, yeah, it was quite enjoyable. So,
out of all the around the world, what was some of your favorites, the different storytellers?
Oh man, they were all so good. Père Noël in France was really good. The Father Christmas in UK was really good. They both had unique stories to go along with, you know, their what they're out there for and stuff like that.
I mean, their costumes, the Santa Claus outfits are absolutely beautiful. All the I was looking at the pictures. All the work that goes into those outfits are amazing. It really is.
I was telling my wife that, you know, you're, you know, not to give it away, but maybe Santa Claus isn't quite real. But, you know, the costuming they do on either these guys have real beards and mustaches, or they do a fantastic job of gluing these in place, because they really are, they look fantastic.
Oh, they do. I mean, and Germany, even her costume was really cool. One of my listeners called her Mrs. Plantoons, the girl in the costume from the Germany outfit. It was really funny. I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, she was really great, too. I mean, they were all so fantastic. It was such a great time listening to all their little stories and stuff. So.
Oh, me and Bren did that a few years ago, and I that's one of the things I can't wait to move there for, and I know everybody gets tired of hearing me say it, but like my good friend Mrs. Goff, she's the she was one of my customers. She calls me her son that does things for her. Now I call her Mama G. She's like a second mother to me. I love her to pieces, and she lives down there, and she finally got her annual pass, and I was talking to her actually tonight about get over there, because she got the semi one where you can't go during the summer, or you can't go during holidays. So she has like 2 or 3 days left to be able to go for Christmas. So I told her to get her buns over there and get to see the storytellers and everything, the decorations, everything going on at Christmas, because it's fantastic around World Showcase. I mean, I can't get enough of all the storytellers. It's just awesome. And to see the kids, how into it they are.
Yeah, actually the pass that she has is probably the Florida seasonal pass.
Yes.
That's what we got for years and years. And then this year, I wanted to make sure, you know, I don't know why, but I wanted to get me and the wife out here to see the 4th of July fireworks, and we wanted to come out for Christmas and stuff like that. So I jumped up our passes to that, to the just the regular annual passes, and it's a great time to, and not to mention that you get free parking. So
Absolutely. And dude, I couldn't imagine myself not be. Now I know I won't be there Christmas Day or 4th of July or myself, but I couldn't see myself wanting to go and not being able to go if I lived down there.
Yeah,
like with her,
yeah.
She's slowly drinking the Kool-Aid like us, because the more she's going, you know how it is, the more she's into it. Because they're realizing it's a lot more her, because she's in her early 70s, but God bless her, she gets around. I hope if I'm in her shape at 70s, I'll be the happiest man on the planet.
Well,
she gets around, and I think they're really realizing how much more there is to do besides just rides there, now that they're getting more familiar with it.
Absolutely, and I've always looked at it like, you know what, I don't want to go on the 4th of July, and I don't want to go on Christmas Day, it's just too crowded, but you know what, I'm thinking this year I do want to go on, maybe not Christmas, but maybe the day after. So, and Christmas, the day after Christmas this year is a Saturday. So, yeah, I think maybe we will shoot out here and see what we can see, and not anticipate riding any rides.
No, just to be
just
a people watcher
around,
and watch,
you know,
the surroundings.
Yeah.
No, I feel you, but and again, like right now I wouldn't want to, but I wouldn't want to not be able to if I did want to.
Exactly. And like you were saying, you know, the how about the children and their enjoyment out of this stuff, and I, the biggest kick out of watching the Holiday Storytellers was the way that they involved the kids in their shows, and then to watch the kids' faces as they did the show, and not just them, but to actually watch their parents and the grin and the smile that their parents would get on their face when their kid would get up there and interact with that Holiday Storyteller or that Santa Claus or Père Noël. It was just so cool. You know, I mean, that is the biggest kick in the world to actually see when it really, that Disney magic comes through, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing how thought out everything is. And I love it because it's so educational for me. Like one of our listeners picked on me because I was talking about it. He was just having fun with me. But I put, what I posted on Twitter with the Chinese, when you did just put the pictures up with Chinese, but it's actually the New Year. But I wrote Christmas because what I was trying to say, it's celebrating Christmas around the world and World Showcase at Epcot. But I know the Chinese one is they don't celebrate Christmas. It is New Year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he was correcting me on the Twitter account. I was like, okay, man. I feel you. Yeah, like they can't wait to pounce on you when you write something wrong, can they?
The holidays. How about the holidays?
Exactly. But I just wrote Christmas around World Showcase because that's the way I look at it, because that's what I celebrate. Whatever
exactly.
You do is good for you. I mean, I don't – it's just – it's a lot of fun around World Showcase. And I was telling her, like I said, Miss G, get over there because you don't realize what you're missing. The one thing I was upset with you, John, is you didn't give me the picture of Santa Claus at Canada with his flannel.
You know what? They have that rock and musical group over there. I don't know if they have the flannel Santa Claus anymore. I'm going to go look for him tomorrow, but I don't know if he's there.
Well, you better look for him. If he's there, if I find out he's there and you didn't get me the picture of him, I'm going to be highly upset.
I'm working on that tomorrow before you do.
So did you guys eat, drink, or do anything good around World Showcase besides the Storytellers?
Let's see. We You know what? You've mentioned a couple of times with Dennis before. I don't think you've tried it yet, but the Taste Track, you know, the grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yes, we wanted to go there. It wasn't open when I was there last time.
We have hit that place 3 times.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, the tomato bisque is freaking fantastic. I swear the soup is the best part, but the grilled cheese sandwiches are really, really good. But yeah, the tomato bisque is just, it's absolutely delicious.
That's what I was saying. I'm so looking forward to being down there in February when it's chilly out. Go over there and get some soup and a grilled cheese. There's nothing better than that. Even like me doing construction at home, I'll come home sometimes for lunch, and I'll throw a grilled cheese in the pan, throw some tomato soup. it don't get much better than that. Simple things like that. A can of tomato soup and a slice of cheese and a two piece of bread. I'm in heaven with a little spicy mustard.
It wasn't chilly today, but it was. It was the wind was blowing, so it was good enough. So
I hear you.
That tomato bisque in the sandwich, it was just fantastic. So yeah, we had that, and we had fish and chips over in Great Britain. So.
You didn't get to see the candlelight processional, huh?
We are gonna shoot for that tomorrow night.
Okay, did you get to talk the wife into booking the Rose and Crown or no?
No, actually, we ended up canceling all of our reservations for the weekend, and we're just gonna
fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, we're gonna end up doing that.
That's fun for 2 days.
Yeah,
you're gonna enjoy it. This will be the first time you're seeing it.
Yeah, we definitely have that set up for 5 o'clock tomorrow night. So, I think, from what I've heard, going to the first showing is gonna be the best job, so, or the best idea. So we're gonna try that. So.
That's what I would do, the first or second, because I like to see illuminations, and like I said, I don't want to be sitting back to back from the processional to illuminations myself. I like to get up and get a little stretch out and roam around and maybe go grab a funnel cake or a beer or, you know what I'm saying, do something and stretch it out for a little bit before the show starts.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to head over to the Magic Kingdom tomorrow morning. We're going to hit I want to hit the Jungle Cruise, and if I can, I'm going to try to figure out how to get the Periscope working and do the Jingle Cruise for everybody, and then
you got to do the TTA. Dennis let me down last trip. I did, and I got it the last trip. But
I'm gonna work on that, and I'm gonna get that done for the Periscope. So
before we leave Christmas time at Epcot, was any of the did you learn any of those? Is there any of the storytellers that you hadn't seen before, or that you found interesting, or
you know what? I hadn't seen any of those before. As long as I've lived here, and as many times we've been out at the, we've never taken the time.
That
to
is
actually,
crazy. I've seen them a couple times, and I live 17 hours away, and you live an hour and a half, and this is the first time you've ever seen them.
It's sad, isn't it?
It's very sad, but that's why you're sitting in the Main Street pub, because we're all sad here. But which one was you, what did you learn the most from out of all of them, do you think? Come on, we got to put you on the spot around here.
I would go with the UK guy, the Father Christmas in the UK. Found out that Christmas cards were invented in the UK, and what was the other thing? One of the first Christmas carols was sung there. So
that's pretty cool. It's cool, and I don't know. The Chinese is pretty cool though. The New Year, the way they do that, isn't it?
Absolutely. The lion dance was fantastic.
I mean, they put on a heck of a show there, don't they?
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, watching that lion dance, I really wish they would. I thought at one time that was part of their shows they had all the time. Because, you know, when you think of Chinatown and San Francisco and stuff like that, you always think of a big, giant lion dance like that. Mm-hmm. So.
No, it's a lot of fun. Me and Brett, all the stuff that they do, the acrobats and everything else, there's always something really interesting going on over there.
Yes, there is. So,
then you guys left Epcot. What'd you do? Go over to Disney Springs for the night?
Came back. We checked it. We got our room. Came up here, put my Christmas lights up, and and then we walked over to Disney Springs. Ended up getting some food, and oh my goodness, have you seen the 28th and Main merchandise?
No, I have not. I've seen it online, but I haven't seen it in person. So how good is it?
It is freaking fantastic. If I'm that type of guy that likes the canvas leather backpacks and the leather wallets and
you're trying to be tough and cool, right?
Yeah, that type of.
Well, while we're friends, I can kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that stuff is fantastic. And they have all that type of merchandise, and then the shirts are all of attractions that.
Yeah, and they kind of have like a retro feel to them a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, and the shirts are either the T-shirts are either attractions that have been retired or done away with, or they're of kind of retro that you really have to look at to get the to get the feeling of what it means. I bought the coolest shirt.
Okay.
All right. It says Schweitzer Falls, the backside of water. And if you don't know what that means, then you're not a Disney fan. So, you know, if I'm wearing that, you're not going to know what it is. So.
No, I'll tell everybody what it is. So if they listen to the show, they'll know.
It's obviously the Jungle Cruise. Okay.
By where the elephant is.
Yep. And when you go past when you come past the, you see the backside of water. The only time you ever see the backside of water, the eighth wonder of the world.
So. It's cool. I love that they're doing all this. Like I was watching one of the vlogs of Peas and Carrots the other night. One of their last trips to Disney World. And he had a monorail T-shirt on, and I'm so glad and it was really cool. I was telling Brenda I liked it. Brian did. And it's so cool that they're doing all these kind of shirts and stuff, because I love the idea of more and more adult-oriented stuff besides everything. I love Mickey Mouse. I love the Fab Five, but isn't it nice to have these other options?
Oh, it absolutely is, and especially stuff like that, you know, that it might take you a minute. You know, it doesn't blatantly say what it is. You have to look for a minute to figure out what it is. So.
Exactly, and like I said with that monorail show and some of the other rides that they've had, it's really nice to see that they're using everything. And like my boy Dan got me the Port Orleans Riverside hat as a gift the one time and stuff like that. I love that there's a lot more adult-oriented stuff coming out, like the Rose and Crown hats. And I'm glad that they're doing that because they didn't have that stuff for a while. Everything was more child. Not even just child, but over the top, just Disney. Like everybody got the same T-shirt, if you follow me.
Oh, yeah. For a while there, it seemed like everything was very, very, very bland across the property.
Yeah, or crazy, like out there, Mickey, if you follow me.
Over the top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like my wife likes the laid back stuff too. She likes the little things that just has a little Mickey on it. Like, remember how you had the Granimal? The little button? You know what I'm saying? Like the little tiny emblem on it that will show you that it's Disney. It has that little tiny Mickey head. She likes laid back stuff like that. She don't want the mouse all over her. Even though she loves Disney, she don't like wearing that stuff. So I'm glad they're starting to have more of these stores in Disney Springs and more stuff around property for adults.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff was fantastic. I went in that store and there wasn't a single dang thing that I would not have walked out with. It's kind of like just here's my money, give me whatever I can take away. So.
How much was the T-shirt? How bad was it, if you don't mind telling everybody?
I got the Schweitzer Falls one. It was $30.
Okay.
I got the phone case. Yeah, I bought the leather phone case I'm talking to you on now, last time. I think it was $40.
Okay.
So.
And what's the leather phone case have on it? What's the decal on that? The detail
actually
on that?
Actually, it just says 28th and Main.
Oh, that's cool.
It says 28th and Main on the outside, and then when you open it up, it's got 28th and Main, and I think just a kind of an understated Mickey emblem on the inside. It's a flip case.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So.
And we're recording tonight, which is December 5th, which is it's late at night on Saturday night. But did you wish Walt happy birthday today?
Yeah. Saw a couple of people wearing the T-shirts. Wish them a happy Walt birthday. And then I didn't see the statue, but I'll see him tomorrow. I'll see it tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
Give him a belated birthday wish.
Yeah.
What else did you do at Disney Springs?
Went in the Lego store for my son. Had to walk around there, but didn't see too much. And hit, I think, one of your favorite places, Wolfgang Puck's. So.
What did you have? The spicy chicken pizza? What you have?
We got the margarita pizza, and I got the meatloaf sandwich.
Oh, the meatloaf sandwich is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really good.
So. It's some good meatloaf, man. It's shocking how good it is.
It's really, really, really good.
It is. It's like you're gonna order a meatloaf sandwich, but you don't realize how good that meatloaf sandwich is until you actually have it. It's the same thing with that over at the Earl's sandwich. That turkey, the holiday sandwich, that turkey sandwich. Have you had that yet?
Over, I've overkilled myself on those.
How good are they, though,
Oh
John?
my God, they're so good. I've had too many, so yeah, I had to pull back on that. Actually, we have an Earl of Sandwich in Tampa at
Okay.
one of my near one of my stops. So yeah, I might want to pull back on that Earl of Sandwich.
I've had a couple listeners that have
Woo.
actually, that's one of the biggest things that I've gotten emails and direct messages from for thanking me going over to eat the holiday, the turkey sandwich with the cram, everything else on it, they're all a sandwich. That's a good
Oh, it
sandwich, man.
it's fantastic. It's absolutely delicious. It's like a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner in a friggin' bite full, you know what I mean? So
You could downtown Disney, man. Disney Springs has so many good food options, and I can't believe more and more are coming with STK, the steakhouses, and all these new restaurants still being announced, and everything with Jock's and the Boathouse and Mary Moda's. It's amazing how much is going on down there.
Oh, it's crazy. There's just more food and more food and more food and more options and more options, you know
How
what I mean?
crowded
So
was it down there tonight? Because I'll tell you what, the past up until the last couple of years, but the 4 or 5 years prior to when they announced this, you could go to downtown Disney on a Saturday night and you could, but there'd hardly be anybody there.
it was packed.
It,
Absolutely packed.
yeah, I remember for a while, because us always, out of our 40 some trip, whatever we, our amount of trips we've been down there, we've stayed half of them at Riverside, and every time we've gone. I mean, we would go down every trip a couple times, take the boats down, and hang out at Disney Springs, which, I'm trying to call that now, because
Yeah,
it'll be downtown for
trying to
me
change,
forever.
yeah.
But headed down to the Springs, and I remember the past 4 or 5 years prior to the announcement, me and Brenda would go down on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. And there'd probably, I mean, there'd be more on Saturday night because it is a weekend, but you would go down there during the week, it would be totally dead. And then the weekend it would be okay, but I remember we first went back in '97. You could barely move around Pleasure Island or downtown Disney. It really, for about 4 or 5 years there, it was pretty barren down there.
Yeah, it's packed. There's gobs and gobs of people out there, and yeah, they're everywhere. So
But the good thing is there's plenty to do though. Like even with the good thing is as crowded as it is, there's going to be plenty of places for everybody to eat and plenty of places for everybody to go drink, and there's going to be a lot to do down there. So that's what I give them credit for. They really went full barrel on this one, didn't they? Full blast, full steam ahead, getting as many vendors and as much as they could possibly fit in. I give them credit for all they've done down there.
Oh, it's gonna be fantastic. I give it another 6 months. What do you think? Another 6 months, 8 months when all this construction's done, and then it's just gonna be absolutely gorgeous. Because when you walk over there right now, you're still, forced through a couple of construction
Yeah, the
corridors and
cattle
stuff like
chutes.
that. But it's not much longer, much longer, and it's gonna be done. And oh my goodness, it's gonna be so cool.
Yeah, I'd say by the end of summer, John, because then you still have the couple months of cleaning up after the cleanup. The fine tuning, and that's what ends up on every building and every job I've ever worked on. It seems like the last 2 months takes long. The last 2-3% takes longer than the. Than everything else did, because it's the finishing. Tying everything together, finishing this, finishing that, fixing the areas that you use the block to cover the other areas, if that makes sense to you.
I got you.
But I'm so looking forward to spending a lot of time down there. I bet you that's as crowded now as any of the parks are, it seems like.
It was actually more crowded than Epcot was today, so.
That tells you something. Did you go by the Boathouse or Jock Lindsey's or anything?
We made our way towards that. We got over the Lego store, and it was too crowded. So we turned around and headed back to Wolfgang Puck's and got our dinner. So yeah, it was packed that way. So we
So
decided maybe we'll try that tomorrow night. So.
you're headed back over to, you're going to be staying one more night at Saratoga. Now, you said something about the following weekend you're going back again?
Well, yeah, we're staying tomorrow night, so we're heading on back over to Magic Kingdom and Epcot tomorrow. But next weekend, yeah, we may be going over to the Evil Empire and heading over to Grinchmas.
Oh, over
And
to Universal.
yeah,
Oh.
we're gonna head over and see that, and then see their rendition of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We saw that, we actually saw that last year, and it's actually really, really cool.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, you get to see some of the floats from the parade up there. So,
like I said, I don't hate. I mean, I'm happy about Universal. I'm glad what they're doing because I mean, Disney was going to do a lot of this anyway, but it did push them to do even more. I think it woke them up a little bit.
You know what? All Universal does is just to poke them in the butt and make them go. And I think a lot of what Disney's doing now is probably in. Well, we can do you better. So, hey,
yeah,
I have
they
no
woke
problem
up the
with
sleeping
the
giant.
So.
The sleeping giant was awoken, and he needed to
be.
And I think a lot of it would have been done anyway, because Disney's always kept their parks beautiful. But I think more got done just because of them pushing them, and I'm thankful for it. I'm so thankful. There's so many things that the amazing thing is, John, you could go there. You're a Florida resident. As much as you go there, the way they're building, you can't even keep up with seeing everything they're doing. Let alone
somebody like me
17 hours away that gets down there once or twice a year, you know what I mean?
No, I've been here gobs of times, and there's still stuff, plenty of stuff out here I haven't done in as many visits I've made. So.
And plus all the new stuff. I mean, it's nonstop. You'd have to go eat 20, 30 straight days there to catch up with all the restaurants they just put in Disney Springs to try everything.
It would take me quite a while to encompass all that food. Yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to head over to the Magic Kingdom tomorrow, get on the Jingle Cruise. And anything else? You got any other fast passes?
I think Haunted Mansion and Pirates of the Caribbean. And we'll probably hit those and, you know, take a good look at the fireworks. Or not the fireworks, but the decorations of the Magic Kingdom, and then head over to Epcot for a while, and if we can, we're going to head back over to the Magic Kingdom to see the lighting of the castle. So.
Well, that's going to be awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to you putting some more pictures up on Facebook. I know you're probably tired. We got a good half hour in with you, and then we'll do another trip report next week with you.
Sounds good.
All right, Johnny, you have a wonderful trip. Keep those Christmas lights going. Have a Coors Light on me. Thank you for doing another wonderful show, and I appreciate it. You know, I'll even buy tonight at the Main Street Pub, because I know you spent all your money at the park today buying that new T-shirt.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Doug.
All right, buddy. Have a great night, and I will talk to you soon.
You know Dasher.
Uh-huh.
And Dancer.
Yeah.
And, let's see, Prancer.
Ooh.
One more. Oh, and Vixen.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget the Comet and Cupid.
That's right.
Oh, let's see. Donner and Blitzen. I remembered.
But do you recall?
Who, Mickey?
Yeah, who?
The most famous reindeer of all.
Why, sure, Mickey. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a very shiny nose.
And how?
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
That's not very nice.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Aw. Then one foggy Christmas Eve,
gosh,
Santa came to say,
ho, 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 Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
That's a great idea.
Then how the reindeer loved him,
oh,
as they shouted out with glee.
Whee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Let's all sing.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
It really was.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
ho, 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 Rudolph, with your nose so bright, Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Well, that's going to be it, guys. The Main Street Pub is closed. I'm going to hop off my stool, pay my tab. Please head over to iTunes and leave me a review. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter at WDW Main Street. And please don't forget our fine sponsors. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. If you need me to book your next Disney World vacation, contact me at American Tourist Travel, 856-227-9200. And last but not least, our good friends over at David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Yacht Club, the Beach Club, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And go check us out over at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. Thank you and have a great week. Bye-bye.